T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on The Mix.
Does anyone have a backlight on their flat screen TV?
Oh, this sounds very fancy.
Oh, my neighbor Dane is a backlight pro. I mean, he's got lights on everything. His deck in the backyard, the island in their kitchen. He's got like lights underneath the counter.
That's what we have with our basement bar.
And you have it with your
lights
bar.
Underneath.
That's right. I knew I saw it somewhere in your house.
And
when
it's cool because you can change to different colors and things like that and make them fade in and out, make it a party.
Recently, if I look over at his house, they just had a baby. I like to see, you know, are the parents up?
What are you doing? You're such a weird. Don't mind Radar just peering in. Oh, she's up for an early morning feeding. Wave.
Exactly.
I'm just headed off to the radio station.
I'm like, what is that glow in, like, beyond their blinds and their shades that they pull down? I'm like, what is that? So I had to ask him. He's like, oh, I got a backlight on the TV. He goes, you should get one. It's awesome. And I'm like, all right, let me see what it looks like. This thing is a game changer when you're watching
Send
TV.
Send me a picture. Grab your phone. Do you have a picture?
I have it posted on our Mix Facebook page.
Let me go to the
Facebook
page.
I also have it on my Facebook page as well.
Is it on the wall?
It's on the TV. It's like a strip of lights on the back of the TV, and it's controlled by plugging the power into the USB of your TV. There's a remote with it. I got it on Amazon. It was pretty cheap. Yeah, it was pretty cheap. You can change colors from blue to orange. You can have it fade in and out. You can kind of have it glow a little bit lighter.
Oh, so you can have it be green when the Packers are playing?
I was going to say you can have it be blue.
Oh my God,
as
Radar.
I have it on there the Chicago Bears. Hello. Yeah, so what
looking at this.
I've noticed. You think it's pretty solid?
This looks very high-end.
Isn't it, though? It kind of helps with that glow of the TV. It doesn't kind of hurt your eyes with that backlight.
That looks sharp.
Oh, I'm telling you what. This is awesome. So now...
Backlighting on... What are you going to backlight next?
Oh, it's coming.
When you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, you're not going to miss the toilet.
Get ready.
It's happening.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning. On The Mix.
You bump into all kinds of people when you're at the grocery store. Because everyone needs food. I mean, they say sometimes that's where you can find hot singles. I don't know.
Hey,
is that true?
Right, in the produce.
I noticed you're looking at the melons.
Oh, I like you squeezing those oranges.
Because yesterday, I was at our neighborhood Metro Market, and it was one of those shopping trips where we needed just a few items. It was an emergency run to the store. We needed ice. We needed paper towels. We have the puppy at home, and the puppy's on medicine, and there's been some accidents lately because she got spayed, blah, blah, blah. So we needed like a ton of paper towels.
So you had to get ice to make sure that the puppy was
No, we needed
chilled.
Ice because we are drinking ourselves stupid right now, trying to work through one dog in a cone with eye ulcers and one going through getting spayed.
Ice for my headache.
We need ice for cocktails. And I think it was, I needed something for dinner. Simple items. Well, as I'm leaving now towards the baking aisle, and I just happen to glance over, and I see those Arm & Hammer baking soda little containers you put in your freezer.
Oh, yeah.
The refrigerator.
One for the freezer, one for the fridge.
Exactly.
Got that little door you rip off.
Yep, and we needed to update those. So,
okay.
Grabbed those, because I'm thinking freezer mode, because I just picked up this ice. As I'm checking out, the woman in front of me, she's kind of looking at me, looking at the cart, looking at me, and you know you get that feeling. She's gonna say something to me. She's getting ready to say something.
The eyes are burning you. You're like,
So
I feel
she
it.
Does say, "Wow, are you about to do a science experiment with all that baking soda?" She's eyeing up what's in my cart.
Yes, yes.
And I
am.
Responded, "No, just need to freshen up. the stuff in the freezer and the refrigerator. It's starting to take on other smells. Mm. And then she said, oh, I noticed all the paper towels. Well, no, we've got a puppy at home. So,
wow.
You know. And then
come on, lady.
You know, and then she said, well, I actually listened to the radio and I wanted to hear you talk. You're Elizabeth Kay from The Mix, which is fine. But I thought, you could have just said that.
Amuse me. Entertain me. Talk.
And so I laughed. I said, yeah, I am. And she said, I've seen you at this grocery store. And we started talking. And she's a really nice person and nice woman. She laughed or whatever. Well, I went home and was telling the boys about it. And Brayson, who's 17, our son, doesn't do a whole lot of grocery shopping. He asked, is that common? Do people talk about what's in your cart? And I thought, well, I don't do that to people.
No, you don't do that.
Because I would feel kind of weird doing that, I think.
It's odd. It's weird. No, that is weird. It's weird.
Is that considered rude to comment on what someone has in their grocery cart?
Yeah, mind your own business. What are you going to do? Start looking at your wallet that you pull out and go, wow, you got a lot of 10s and 20s in there. Well, I don't know. We work in radio. You got a lot of singles in there.
And
you know what I mean? People aren't going to say that. It's just like, okay, that's weird. What are you spying on me here? Get out of here.
Well, and I always divulge too much information. My husband mentions this to me all the time. He'll say, why do you don't need to tell them all that stuff. They don't need to know all that stuff about us. But because listen, when I told her, I said, no, we're trying to freshen up the refrigerator and the freezer. The bread's starting to take on flavors. We have meat in the freezer. Then I start telling her, no, we have a puppy. The puppy got spayed and is on medication. So now she's kind of having some accidents in the house. Does this woman need to know all this stuff? And why do I feel the need to tell her all that?
It's funny that your husband, Eric, says that because my wife, Jess, will say that too. She goes, the more you divulge, the more you tell people. It's like you're trying to hide something. Just give, no, just, this is just, you know.
Paper towels for the
paper
house.
Paper towels for the house. Oh, and I got to put these in the fridge. Bye.
Okay, so what is the norm? For those of you listening, is it rude to comment on what someone has in their shopping cart at the grocery store? Or is it just small talk? You're just getting to know each other a little bit. Give us a call. What do you think? 414-432-1099. That's our new number, 414-432-1099. I didn't think it was rude.
No, that's just...
We were just having a conversation. Small talk, but yet I wouldn't do that to someone else.
Small talk about the weather. Small talk about the prices at the store. Small talk about the prices of gas, whatever, what you're wearing. Really, you're going to look at what you're buying?
Because what if there was a very intimate item in that cart? Are we going to talk about that?
You don't need to be buying stuff like that.
Which
yeah,
is why
exactly.
I hide it behind the paper towels.
Oh, you got a little tummy issue there too, huh? See, you got the Imodium.
Cramps and your time of the month.
See, what is going on there? You don't want her doing that.
What do you think? 414-432-1099. It's The Mix.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Is it rude to comment on what someone has in their shopping cart? Yesterday at the store, I was telling you a couple minutes ago, I bumped into a listener. She was commenting what was in my cart. That's how the conversation started. Then Then she put together, oh, you're Elizabeth Kay from 99.1 The Mix. I recognize your voice. When I went home and was telling the boys about it, that it was great to bump into a listener. Brayson asked a real question. He doesn't do a lot of grocery shopping. He's a teenager. And he said, does that happen? Do people normally talk to each other about what's in their cart? And Radar here said, hell no.
No, you don't do that. You do not.
Oh, hell no.
You don't do that. You don't talk to people about what's in their cart.
What do the etiquette experts say? I know we put this up on Facebook and perhaps the internet. I've thought about this in the last few minutes since we threw this question out to all of you. I will, at times...
Do you?
But it's a good thing. It's a good thing. There was, just the other day, a woman was buying these Perfect protein bars. That's the brand that we like. I really enjoy them. They were coming across the belt, because it was her first items after mine.
Boy.
And I commented, I said, I love those. Have you had these before? And she said, I haven't, but a coworker told me about them. I said, they're great. They're so good. My favorite is the hazelnut, and we're talking about it. That was a nice compliment thing, though. I was trying to say, hey, they're good. Thumbs up. Good choice. You're going
to
like those.
The cashier does the same thing to me. Oh, have you used these noodles yet? Oh, these are supposed to be plant-based. They're supposed to be good. Have you tried them? I don't want to talk about what I'm going to do with these noodles, okay? I just want to buy the noodles. Let's talk about something else.
For you, it's innocent noodles. What if it's the next item? An intimate item? A personal item?
Right. What if it was something like that?
Hemorrhoids?
Oh, yeah.
You should probably hurry up and get home and get off your feet.
Yeah. Does that work? Does that really shrink the tissue?
It.
No.
What are they saying on Facebook? What are our listeners saying?
Diane says, this is great. This is you should stop doing this at the grocery store, Diane says, because no matter how caring and thoughtful it sounds, it's almost certainly going to come out of your mouth kind of rudely and loud, drawing stares from everybody. That's the thing, too. Drawing
I didn't
stares.
Even think about that.
What's going on? Are you cleaning? Are you doing a science project? And everyone turns around
now
and goes, what's in your cart?
You have hemorrhoids, diarrhea, and your period? Wow.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning. On the mix.
It is time for your three must-hear clips of the day.
Let's get them.
Number three.
Well, some sad news. Olivia Newton-John passed away yesterday, 73 years old, after a long battle with cancer. I mean, over a decade-long battle. And we all can remember Olivia Newton-John from Grease. You're the one that I want. Sandy, that was such a fun movie we would always watch at sleepovers and memorize the dances. And that was also a movie that I didn't understand a lot of those references till I got much older.
Oh, same here.
I didn't understand when Kanicki and Rizzo were in the backseat of the car and something broke from his wallet. I thought it was a credit card.
Same thing when I was younger and my mother heard, what did they just say? Rizzo got a bun in the oven. I said, I don't know. I think she's in baking class. She got a bun in the oven.
It's a baking class, and it's a real classy wagon. Grease Lightning.
Right.
Number two.
Idris Elba was on The Tonight Show. Now, he DJs on the side. What do you think would be his go-to for the breakup song? If he has to play a breakup song, what do you think it would be? Radar, any guesses?
I don't know. What?
I thought it would have been Ariana Grande, Thank You, Next.
I just heard that in the grocery store the other day, too. How funny you mentioned that.
Here's what his go-to is.
Return of the Mac.
Return of the Mac. I'm saying. Oh, my God.
Really? 100%.
Wow, because you're coming back.
Yeah, man. Plenty of fish in the sea and all that.
Wow.
Right.
Idris Elba. Great. Man, the guy's about to turn 50 years old. He looks amazing.
Return of the Mac. Stuck in your head.
Return of Aaron Rodgers coming back to the Green Bay Packers yet again. Starting quarterback. Radar, why are you rolling your eye? Radar's not even looking at me when I'm talking right now. I know you love the
Is
Bears.
Is this over with yet?
Well, Aaron Rodgers was on a podcast and admitted that he really, truly thought about quitting football to host Jeopardy. This is
Come
how close
on.
He was to quitting.
Close. I don't know how close is close. I was thinking about it. Yes. Yeah.
So, thinking about it.
But now I wonder.
I was just thinking about it.
Was it that he said, I don't want the gig anymore and I want to do football? Or was it that he didn't get the Jeopardy hosting gig and that's what took him back to football? That's what I would like to know. And I have a good friend who's a top executive producer, Jen Bisgrove, on Jeopardy. That will not tell me these things.
She won't divulge anything?
I wonder what happened. I'm telling myself, he could host Jeopardy forever. He could do that when he's 60, 50. You can't play football forever. So that's why I'm telling myself he picked football first and that it wasn't that he didn't get the job at Jeopardy.
But if you're hosting Jeopardy, you're not going to be able to say this every year.
There's nothing like beating the Bears.
So that's probably why he wanted to come back.
Yes, because he still has so much more left in the tank.
He wants to try to beat the Bears again this year. It's not going to happen.
He could be the future host of Jeopardy down the road.
You
Maybe
think
that's
so?
Why they're so in between all these hosts and trying to figure this out.
You know what Bears fans are thinking about him?
I think he's a bum.
He's a bum!
He's smart, though, and a good, good quarterback. That's your three must-hear clips of the day on the mix.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
It's a big day for kids at the fair thanks to the Milwaukee Bucks. We're going to tell you what to expect today and what you need to know on the Go Mix Studio powered by Current Electric. Call current.com. It's Milwaukee Bucks Kids Day at Wisconsin State Fair.
Go kids, go.
Yeah.
Everything. Baby Giannis will be there with his kids.
You never know. Did that last year, right?
Yeah.
Walking around. Through 4 o'clock today, fans can score a photo with the 2021 championship trophy. It's going to be on tour. Enjoy performances also from the Bucks Entertainment Network featuring the Grand Dancers.
Yay!
That's always fun.
They're the best.
Bangle will be there to give high fives. Kids can play some NBA 2K. And you can also buy some new gear from the Mobile Bucks Pro Shop. So that's a pretty cool day. The Bucks at the fair.
Yesterday, I finally watched Rise on Disney Plus, which is the story about the Antetokounmpo brothers and the family and how they were able to all get into the NBA. What a great movie. They did a good job on that. And you learn a little bit more about the family and the background, and it's just a great example of faith and resilience and hard work and how loyal they all are and why they're such a close-knit family. Definitely recommend watching that if you haven't yet.
They're a fair family.
We're so lucky to have Giannis. I mean, truly, for him to be like the person that started it all for that family and bring them all here.
One more important thing you need to know on the go. Milwaukee World Festival announced that Taco Fest will be back at the Summerfest grounds. Of course, it is Tuesday, so it's a good time,
to announce that.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday. This will happen Saturday, September 10th, and they've got a list of vendors and entertainment and a whole bunch of fun stuff that's going on. Taco Fest attendees can also choose between a lunch and dinner session or both and enjoy a little VIP and general admission ticket option, too. But Taco Fest is back Saturday, September 10th on the Summerfest grounds.
What's your favorite? Beef? Turkey, chicken.
Turkey taco?
We have ground turkey. That's what we'll have.
You use a turkey taco?
Ground turkey. A little bit better for you than the beef.
I kind of like the pulled pork.
Yes.
With all juicy in there, some carnita asada. So good. Yeah. And that is what you need to know on the go from the mix.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Some may ask you to be a math whiz. Others are just as easy for kids. Time for Radar's Riddle on the Mix.
Are you ready for a challenge today?
Ooh, I'm ready to some dancing. I like this music.
Who's up for a challenge? All right. No one will solve the riddle this week. I feel that I have finally
stumped
everybody.
You sound very confident in that.
Made it somewhat tricky. All right. But it's a fun one to figure out.
Riddles are always tricky. That's why I'm not very good at them.
All right. Listen closely. Here it comes. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
There's a woman in a boat on a lake wearing a coat.
Okay.
If you want to know her name, it's in the riddle I just wrote.
What?
Give us the woman's name, and you'll win a chance to give a shout out to someone over the radio.
She has an actual name.
There is a name. There's a woman in a boat on a lake wearing a coat. If you want to know her name, it's in the riddle I just wrote.
This is why riddles, I just realized why I struggle with these riddles. My ADD kicks in because I'm now picturing this scene. I'm picturing a woman, and then in my head, I'm thinking, well, wait, is she in a rowboat? Is she in a big boat? Is she in a pontoon boat? And now you're saying there's a coat, so now I'm picturing it's fall.
Just listen. You have to listen carefully now.
And my brain's going.
If you can give the woman's name, you'll win a chance to give a shout out to someone over the radio. We'll give you some airtime. 414-432-1099. There's a woman in a boat on a lake wearing a coat. If you want to know her name, it's in the riddle I just wrote. 414-432-1099. You're stumped.
Oof.
You're stumped. And I bet you everybody else is stumped, too. No one's going to get this one.
The answer could be a cousin, a dog, or a fiddle. Oh, you need the question first. Right. Here comes Radar's Riddle on 99.1 The Mix.
There's a woman in a boat on a lake wearing a coat. If you want to know her name, it's in the riddle I just wrote. That is the riddle for this week. Don't think anybody's going to get it, but we've got people calling in at 414-432-1099. If you happen to know the woman's name, you will give a shout out to someone over the radio. Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Dawn.
Okay, Dawn, let's give it a go.
Her name is there.
No, it is not. I see where you're going with that, though. You listen closely, but no, it is not, Dawn. If you think of another answer, you can always give us a call back, okay? All right, sounds good. All right, so 414-432-1099, that's the number you can call. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Danielle.
Okay, Danielle. Dawn didn't get it. Hopefully you've got a good guess. Radar, what's the riddle again?
There's a woman in a boat on a lake wearing a coat. If you want to know her name, it's in the riddle I just wrote. What is the woman's name? If you know it, you can give a shout out to someone over the radio, Danielle.
I think her name is first name Anna, last name Blake.
on a lake. You notice how I paused in that? You listen very closely. There's a woman in a boat on a lake wearing a coat. If you want to know her name, it's in the riddle I just wrote. It's on a lake. You got it.
Woo!
Dang, I thought I stumped everybody on that one. Danielle, you get to give a shout out to somebody.
Way to go.
On the radio right now. So whether it's a neighbor, a coworker, your kids, whoever, who do you want to give a shout out to?
Just all my coworkers at Redwood Animal Campus in Franklin.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, shout out to everybody that is listening and everybody out there in Franklin. Appreciate you calling into the show today, Danielle.
Thank you.
And say hi to Anna. Lake.
Yeah, I was going to say good job and say hi to Anna today.
All right, thank you.
It's Elizabeth and Radar. Rise and shine. On 99.1 The Mix.
The side of the bed that you sleep on can tell what kind of day you'll have. That according to what our sources have found out about this new survey. They found that this survey suggested the side of the bed you sleep on will affect how you wake up in the morning, how you feel when you wake up, how your day is going to go. So here's the deal. People who slept on the left side of the bed in this survey.
Is it when you're staring at the bed or when you're laying down looking up at the ceiling?
When you are laying down looking up at the ceiling. That is the side of the bed that you are sleeping on. So if you sleep on the left side, when you look up, your left arm is kind of dangling over the bed. And your right arm is, you know, touching the middle of the bed. All right. So those who sleep on that left side are more likely to be glass half full types.
Oh.
Then the right side sleepers. Lefties also have more of a sense of humor.
Oh.
If you sleep on the left side. Why are you getting so excited over there, Elizabeth?
Because I'm a proud little lefty.
Are you? Yeah?
Yeah, but you know, some days my glass is half full. Some days I don't even have a glass.
You need to keep that up, though. Right-siders have more tossing and turning.
That completely sounds like my husband, Eric, who's on the right side and gets his night terrors. Yeah.
And less restful sleep.
That is Eric.
And they're not as functionable during the day because they're sleeping on that right side.
I don't know. I mean, he can, obviously, he runs a whole branch. He can function totally, but
yeah.
He doesn't get a lot of, he doesn't get a good night's sleep.
Doesn't function
he's
on
been
all
like
gears.
That all the time.
Maybe on all, the gears aren't always meshing. There's
that's
always
what the
a
coffee's
little bit
for.
Of a, that helps you get going?
We tried to switch sides of the bed, and that didn't work out so well. Because
why? What
is, because what is, he goes to bed later than I do with my earlier hours. And when he goes into the bathroom, that light shines right underneath the bathroom. And that's the side where the bathroom's on. It drove me nuts. So I was back on the left side.
I like sleeping on the right side because I'm a right-handed guy. So when I reach over to my sweetie Jess, you know, the right hand is a lot easier to find her if you want to.
What are you trying to find?
Certain spots on her
body. Her
shoulder? Yeah.
Elbow?
That might need rubbing.
That chin?
But then again, here I am with... You know, I'm sleeping on the left side, like you are, Elizabeth, and I feel happy. I feel go get 'em during the day.
Go get 'em.
You know, my wife is like, oh, I couldn't sleep last night. The dog was tossing and turning. I had to let the dog out. I heard a noise. I'm like, maybe we should switch.
And perhaps it's because they say if you have an upset stomach, you're supposed to lay on your left side because the way your organs are, that you're not pushing on it as much. If you have a tummy ache, you're supposed to lay on your left side. So maybe that's why you'd wake up happier and feeling better.
Is that what the whole thing is? You're supposed to sleep on your left side? Yeah, you're supposed to sleep on your left side for that kind of thing?
My sister-in-law is a nurse. She said it one time, and when I had a tummy ache, it actually worked.
So you're a left-side sleeper. I'm a left-side sleeper as well. And you can always call us anytime we're talking about a topic or something. 414-432-1099. Nyasia is on the phone, and this is perfect, Nyasia. So what side of the bed do you sleep on?
I always sleep on the left side of the bed.
So wherever you're laying down, if you're looking up at the ceiling, you're on the left side of the bed?
Yes.
Welcome to the club, Nyasia.
Welcome, big time club.
We're stroking our ego here because Radar said that this is the best side to sleep on.
Yeah, our sources found this survey that said the left side of the bed can make you have a better day. You get a better night's sleep. You have just happiness throughout the day, as opposed to the right side. Those right side people are the grumpy people.
Why do you sleep on the left side?
Closer outlet for my phone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.